Merry Christmas, and grace to you, and peace. I want you just to hear this really familiar story again. There is a Jewish tradition called Midrash, where the rabbis would add the details into the story that are not there. And this is my attempt at that for you tonight. What she noticed first was how the plumes on his helmet matched the crimson of his cape. As the soldier stood next to the well in the center of the square, he unfurled an official-looking scroll and read in a voice for all to hear, "The Emperor, Caesar, Augustus, he has decreed that all will be counted, to go to your ancestral homeland and there be registered." Mary was there to draw water from that well, and she heard it. And her immediate question was, "Which family do I go with? Do I stay here with my mother and my father, or do I go with my fiancé?" She went first to her mother, and it became apparent to her very quickly that as far as her mom was concerned, Mary was no longer her problem. And so she went to Joseph, and they packed. They wrapped bedrolls and extra cloths and everything that they could to stay warm within reason. They tucked into the center of their rolls the few denarii that they had to help make their way a little easier. And they set out. 90 miles. They were slower than the others. It took them an entire week. Mary was young and fit and healthy, but 9 months pregnant is 9 months pregnant. Each night, they stopped and camped with other travelers from all over the region who were doing exactly the same as they. And for Mary, it was like the world blossomed in front of her. She heard stories of seas so large that people sailed on them for days without reaching land, and mountains so tall that the snow, it didn't melt even in the summer heat. They would have gotten there sooner, but that section north of Jerusalem where you climb up out of the valley and then down back to the sea, where balance wasn't so great. And so to be careful, they went extra slow. And so when they got to Bethlehem, finally on that seventh day, they saw in the early evening's light those pinpricks of candles lit in windows. And for Mary, it was deep relief. Oh, finally here, they would find rest. Joseph's family would welcome them, and she could rest her feet, her ankles, her back, carrying the baby, lying on the ground for a week. She was tired. She was sore. They went first to Joseph's birth home, looking for his mother and father. And when they opened the door, there was the immediate joy that they expected. And then, as they noticed Mary, withdrawal. They couldn't find a place for them at their house. Next to an aunt and an uncle, then to a brother. Finally, as the male voices were raised at one last hopeful stop, it was an auntie who put her hand on Mary's forearm and pulled her close and said to her, You see the barn over top of the houses right there? If you go around to the other side, the house with that barn, that couple has no children. Their family is small, and so they have been welcoming people to stay, just a half a denarii a night. for food and for shelter. Mary took her beloved's arm and pulled him gently away from the fray. They walked through the streets of Bethlehem in total still. And as they approached, they knew this must be the place. They could hear the noise inside. And so Joseph rapped on the door, and it was just a few seconds before it was thrown open, and the life, the warmth, the welcome poured into the street like the light from within. The man was large, jovial, and he greeted them. Joseph told their story, and he asked for this man, "Is there room for us here?" The man, his face fell. Mary watched it go from joy to regret. "These people, they've paid. I can't ask one of them to go out onto the street now in the early night. I'm sorry. There's no room for you here." Joseph and Mary, they began to turn away. They walked to the edge of the light that came from the door, and it was then that the man said, "Wait! Wait! My barn. You can stay in my barn. It's warm. It's safe. I just put fresh hay out. Let me show you." It was while Joseph was raking the hay into a deeper pile and spreading the bedrolls on top of it that Mary felt that first pang. She took that sharp breath such that Joseph noticed and asked if everything was okay. "Yeah, absolutely. I'm just tired. It's been a long day. I can't wait to get to sleep." 12, 13, 15 minutes later, that next pain came. They grew in frequency and intensity and duration until finally Mary knew this baby was coming. And so she sent Joseph, "Find help." And she thought he would go to his family, to the people who were gathered there, but he did not. Instead, it was the wife of the man who had welcomed them who came. And she came with the women who were staying in her home, women whose families had no room for them, women who had no family in this place, women who had no other place to stay. And there in that barn, they did the work of bringing in new life. Finally, cries rang out, and Joseph could relax. What happened next? That's the part that Mary would hold in her heart. That's the part that, as she thought back to those days, she would never forget. Shepherds came. They smelled worse than the barn, but they came. And they told Mary, "An angel. An angel came to us as we were in the fields with our flocks. And the angel said that here, in this barn, in this backwater, nothing of a town, that a child would be born. We'd find it wrapped in cloths and lying in a feed trough. And that child is the Messiah, the one whom we have awaited, Emmanuel, God with us, a Savior for all the people." And then, just when we were wondering, are we all seeing this? Are we crazy? What's happening? A multitude, that's the only word for it, so many you couldn't count them, a heavenly chorus. They sang together, "Glory to God in the highest." Their words echoed the words that the angel had said to Mary so many months ago. She knew that what she had heard was being proclaimed once again anew. The cries of the shepherds, they echoed off the silent walls of the houses around them. As they moved out of town, they began to reverberate through the valleys and the hills. And it's those cries that gather us here today. Unto us a child is born. In the city of Bethlehem, the city of David, the one whom we have awaited, the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us. He is a Savior for all. Those words echo as we hear again and again that a child is born who brings to us the gifts of peace and hope, love and joy. Those cries of the shepherds, they reverberate as we hear the good news of mercy and forgiveness and grace. Those cries that bounced off the walls of that little city of Bethlehem and echoed into the fields, they proclaim to us again tonight and every night. A child is born for you, for me, for us, for all, who is a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. Amen.